Have you ever heard people call a place like that, you know, that's been cut out by flowing water? Have you ever heard them call it anything special?
I think you got another name for it, corrosion, and can't call it now.
Would they ever call it a gully?
Oh yeah, they go down in there and make a trench, you know, gully. Mm-hmm. They go in the creek, make a gully. Mm-hmm.
Would that be the same thing as maybe a place that's been cut out by a real heavy rainfall?
Yeah. Cause from erosion, washes gullies in there. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people talk about a ravine?
Yeah. That there is where the two places come together, you know, hills come together for a ravine.
That's it.
They have to be careful out here in the west, you know. Sometimes they have a flash flood, get caught down in one of them big ravines and drown you.
You're gone.
Horse and all.
No, that's right. Did you see that little piece on the news on TV where these people were opposing a dam that somebody wanted to build because of the danger of it breaking and flooding the valley?
Yeah, they built them. There've been a lot of them broke.
Mm-hmm.
I see that one broke up in Ohio not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Drowned a lot of people. This one out here in New Mexico, I think it was Oak Creek Canyon. I think they had one out there too. Caught a lot of people napping.
Right.
It's camped all up and down there. I've been down through there.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of pretty sites down in there, good camping places, but. Boy, it's dangerous to stay down there.
That's true. You get her?
I think so.
Well, you know, this round thing on a door that you turned open the door, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call a hill a knob?
A what?
A hill. You ever heard them call it a knob?
Knob, yeah.
Same thing as a hill?
Well, I guess that. I never did him call it that, I don't believe.
Is that right?
Just a doorknob or a knob.
Well, I was talking, you know, just where you got a little rise in the land. Most people would call that a hill.
That's a knob, a hill, yeah.
I see.
No, call it a knoll.
A knoll. Have you ever spent much time up in the mountains?
Oh, yeah. Not a lot, but I've been up in them quite a bit, deer hunting, stuff like that.
Well, have you ever heard people call the place, you know, where the side of the mountain might drop off real sharp?
Bluff.
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a cliff?
Yeah, about the same thing. Cliff and bluff, about the same. Mm-hmm. Land dropped off sharply.
I see. Or, you know, a place in the mountains, maybe a low place where a road might go across. What would that be called?
That'd go down through the valley.
Through
the valley. Usually a creek or something down in there.
I see. Have you ever heard mountain people talk about a gap?
Yeah. One up here on the road going to Mena is what's called Hatton Gap. That's just a place where you go between the mountains up there. That's a pretty good road up to it. Hatton Gap, they built on that gap there. Used to be a big hotel on the road there, and then Boggy Springs back off the road there. And there's a place out there they call Whiskey Peak on that road going out there.
Mm-hmm.
They got a tower on it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest springs down under it, too. It's run all the time.
Mm-hmm.